We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here was another bad thing that happened yesterday. My dirty laundry. And by that, I mean just embarrassing realities of what life was like for me between ages 12 and 17 or so, got unearthed. Worse yet, Joe Starkey was the beneficiary. I got aired out. And the only reason it all happened, the only reason anybody knows about my second place finishes at the Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science local competitions, or my spelling bee failures, where apparently I was also competing with Sean Gentile, or about the fact that in the 2002 Post-Gazette, I was listed as a player who should play for the North Catholic Trojans. Senior guard Chris Muller should play. Oh, thanks. The only reason any of that happened was because of our next guest, Post-Gazette Steelers beat writer Brian Batko, who's on the hotline. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Not good. You made me look like a horse's ass yesterday. I don't need any help doing that.
Oh, I think you're being too hard on yourself here.
Look, man, the basketball one, what am I supposed to say? I probably played about half of most games-ish. Third to a half of a game. I told Starkey this. I was trying to be honest. I said if I played well, I stayed in the game. If I didn't play well, which happened, I got yanked pretty quickly. I had a quick hook. I was that guy.
That's my point, though, is I think a lot of listeners, especially those who like to troll the local sports radio personalities, probably think that you all embellish your athletic careers or that you don't have an athletic bone in your body. But you, on the other hand, if anything, I think you've undersold yourself. You were at least enough of a key cog on the team, a bench contributor, to get a mention by the coach in the preview article in 2002. So I commend you for that. And as someone who has actually played pickup hoops with you, Chris, I'm not surprised at all to see that you were worthy of some ink, and you weren't the last player listed, so that's good.
Well, my high school career was defined by one thing. By far, the best game of my life in high school was against Sharon High School, who had Sag Kanati's oldest brother, I want to say, playing for them as the star, Ibrahim, who went on to Boston U. I remember the game vividly for two reasons. I had 18 points and was by far our best offensive player in the game. I think I can say that honestly, because like the team only scored 43, so I had almost half of them. And I got dunked on by Ibrahim Kanate in a way that like you would see happen in a movie, where I'm like the chump who's like faceless and barely recognizable, and he's soaring over me for a one-handed tomahawk. So,
see, number one, I would take you to be a guy that would tackle an opposing player trying to dunk on you.
No, he was breaking away. No. He was breaking away. I remember it vividly again because it was like borderline traumatic, although it didn't affect me in the game. He was about to get an easy, cheap run out for a dunk, and I was chasing two steps behind and tried to swoop in because I was obviously, he was slowing down and I was trying to fly in there. He saw me coming, threw the ball up off the backboard and dunked it on me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not good.
Here's a major takeaway for me from that paragraph in the North Catholic preview section, which could have been written by anyone back then. I mean, it might have been Mike White, who I'm a little bit disappointed that when Joe had him on his own show today, he didn't ask him about that team and specifically the sixth or seventh guy in the rotation there. That would have been nice. But in this, the only quote in the whole thing is assistant coach Mike Fratto, which I'm, you know, also disappointing they didn't interview the legend Dave Long or Dave Long didn't.
Fratto hated my guts.
Well, I think it's interesting. The quote here from him is about 6'2" senior forward center Hiro Azuma. I don't know if
Hiro.
I'm pronouncing that.
Hiro's first name. It was Hiro was short for Hirohito Azuma. That was his name.
Okay, well, he said, I think he'd prefer to play guard, but we're depending on him to rebound, which makes me wonder, knowing what I know about you, Chris, I'm surprised that you were listed as just a 6 foot, or I guess there's no height here, a senior guard. I would think that you, knowing what you've done at the Fan, you know, you'll do anything for the team. You'll host it at 2 a.m. You'll have a show co-hosting with Joe Starkey. You'll move time slots to host with Andrew Filippone. I'm sure you'd sit in there and take grenades on a four-hour show with Paul Zeiss if they asked you to. I'm just surprised that they didn't insert you as a small ball five, a guy who would mix it up and even undersized, get a bunch of boards and let young Hiro move out to the perimeter like you wanted.
Hiro, I think our tallest player was probably 6'2 or 6'3. Like, we had a couple guys, but we were just all run and gun. We had no size whatsoever, even compared to, like, other bad teams in our section, because we were one of the better ones that ended up. Like, every team but us had at least, like, one kid who was 6'5 or 6'6. But, listen, all honesty, like, I'll tell you, there were games I got flat benched or just never went in because, like, the coach was mad at me for practicing poorly or I probably mouthed off. I was sent in there to occasionally do the dirty work, though.
Not like, surprising.
The best player on Wilkinsburg's team that year was a kid named Chris Cox, who, in a game they lost in the Whippeal playoffs against Aliquippa, it was against Revis's team, he still went off for, like, 47 points. They would ask me for the stretches I was in there to guard him or to, like, guard, you know, pain in the ass players on the other team, basically. Like, I was absolutely sent in as, like, the, you're not really good at it. Yeah, you're not really good at anything, but you're going to go really hard 100%, and we know you're probably going to annoy the hell out of whoever you're guarding. So, like a hybrid of Reggie Evans, Dennis Rodman, Wojo from Duke, a little bit of Grayson Allen thrown in there, and then when I thought I was hot stuff, I don't know, name a guy like Vinny Johnson, right? I'm naming all pro or college basketball players, but it was all of their characteristics in one crappy 5'11½" kid at North Catholic.
Yeah, you're the stocky guy probably setting screens.
Dirty stuff.
Goes to the hoop.
Yeah, I've never shied away from the fact that I was absolutely a dirty player. Like, zero,
yeah,
there's zero argument about that. Dirty player through and through. Anyway, Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette is joining us right now. And quite frankly, there's no real intent here to talk much Steelers. How did you find, so the basketball stuff I can understand. You, I would presume, working at the PG, have access to different search tools than do the rest of us. So I'm just going to presume that's how you found some of that stuff. How did you find Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science results and spelling bee results?
Same tools, you know, the same archives that I go back and look up stuff for stories and old statistics and things of that nature. Just plug in old Chris Muller, or as I came to realize, Christopher Muller, before you did a little bit of rebranding there in the late 90s. And it didn't turn up a whole lot, but Joe and I found a way to be tickled with what it did turn up. I was also pretty amused that whatever science fair that was, somehow there's like 8 or 9 people who got first or second place. So there must have been a lot of participation trophies flying around at the Pennsylvania Junior Academy of Science back then.
My problem with that was I was not motivated enough to do like a novel experiment and not smart enough to do a novel experiment. So I just tried to regurgitate popular ones that got done every year. And I thought I could get by on presentation. You know what I mean? Like slickness and confidence. Because you had to answer questions. You'd use those old overhead projectors, and you'd have your slides. And you'd have to answer questions from the judges. I think there were usually 2 or 3 of them in a room. And I remember being flummoxed by one of the questions, and it was like the whole thing collapsed like a house of cards. You know, I tried to bluster and BS my way through it, and I couldn't.
Yeah, I'd just like to know how, from St. Teresa alone, there were 3 eighth graders who took first place, and 7th graders who took second place. I would think a science fair would have a first place, a second place, and so forth.
No, but I think maybe, it was first, second. I think it was first, second honorable mention or something like that. It was weird. I think if you didn't get a second place, they were just like, yeah, maybe science isn't your thing.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of you in here who got honors for all taking second place. Maybe you're on a
did the post? Okay, so here's the one thing I was probably objectively good at, and it's really sad, is the spelling part of this. Did it say what place I finished in? Because I would swear to you in sixth grade, so like 97, that I was in fourth place in the Post Gazette spelling bee.
No, you were just on here as like a list of qualifiers or something who got to advance on to the next round at Point Park. I didn't see you in the full results in taking any sort of gold, silver, or bronze, I hate to say it. But I really thought that Joe would maybe be able to, or, you know, he's doing his own show this week. And
I thought he'd have a me and Gentilly spelling bee.
That's what I said. I my idea that I was thinking of yesterday, you, Gentilly, maybe me because I found it, and then pick at random one of the other kids that was in this big spelling bee and just bring him or her in to see how they do in a rematch 20 years later.
Well, if it was that Marissa Toma girl when I was in sixth grade, I wouldn't want to face her. I would literally just, like, I'd lay down my shoes like a wrestler at the Olympics and say I'm done. Like Rulon.
Yeah,
or
I
like,
see her on here. Two-time finalist.
Oh, she made it to the Nationals. What sixth grader knows how to spell junta?
Yeah, Marissa Tomei. You got to love it.
I don't know if she ended up marrying Costanza, though. All right, Brian, I think we actually fulfilled our requirement to possibly annoy all of the listeners who were assuming that you would say something about the Steelers by not asking about it. So I think we did a good job here today.
Absolutely, and I'll just ask you if you want to pay it forward. Is there anybody out there that you want me to do the deep dive on next?
Yes, but I'm going to text it to you because I need this one to be a hush-hush, if you will.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You might be able to guess.
I don't know if we'll be doing it on air then.
Oh, yeah. I think if it were to happen on air, it would be because you found something so spectacularly funny it couldn't be avoided. But I honestly believe that I just want to know certain things here. So I'll tell you who it is off the air. I'll text you.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. See you, Chris.
Brian Batko, Steelers beat writer for the Post-Gazette, and also a guy who digs up dirt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.